We sent Musa with our signs and clear authority to Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they followed the command of Pharaoh, and the command of Pharaoh was not right. He will be in front of his people on the day of resurrection and will bring them down to hell. How awful will be the place to which they will be brought. A curse followed them in this life, and a curse will follow them on the day of resurrection. What an evil reward for one to receive. These are the stories of the nations which we relate to you. Of them, some have survived, and some have ceased to exist. We were not unjust to them, but they were unjust to themselves. The deities they invoked besides Allah did not avail them when the judgment of Ya Rabb came to pass. They added nothing to their lot but perdition. Such is the scourge of Ya Rabb when he seizes a town of wrongdoers. Indeed, his seizure is terrible and painful. In fact, there is a sign in this for those who fear the punishment of the hereafter. That is a day in which mankind will be gathered together, and that will be a day of testimony. We do not delay it, but to the appointed deadline. When the day will come, no one shall dare to speak except with his permission. Of them, some will be damned, and some will be blessed. Those who are damned shall be in the fire. In there they will have only sighs and sobs. They will dwell therein as long as the heavens and the earth shall last, unless Ya Rabb ordains otherwise. Surely, Ya Rabb is the mighty doer of what he intends. As for those who are blessed, they shall be in paradise. They will dwell therein as long as the heavens and earth shall last, unless Ya Rabb ordains otherwise, an award which shall never be taken away. Therefore, have no doubt concerning the deities they worship, for they blindly imitate the worship of those deities whom their forefathers used to worship before them. And surely, we shall give them their fair share of punishment, in full, without any abatement.